This is Father David Celery with this week's focus, slumming. Dear friends, in this week's gospel, Jesus is slumming. He's in Samaria among the outcasts, but he's not slumming to soak up the local color. He's slumming with a purpose, the same purpose that he preaches to high and low alike. Turn from sin and follow him to the love of the Father. He meets and talks with a woman at the well, and what appears as a chance encounter is in fact a scene of profound revelation. Jesus is telling us that the love of God is not the narrow privilege of the elect. It's not rationed out exclusively to the pious. You see, whatever our station, pedigree, or profession, God loves us all. Whatever our sins, weaknesses, or addictions, he wants us all. Despite our betrayals and despair, God gives us his all. And while John's gospel is rich in obscure theological nuance, Christ's main message is clearer than the water from the well. Those who drink from the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. You see, Jesus isn't talking about H2O, Evian, or Perrier. He's talking about grace, the water of eternal life. You see, Jesus is the font of God's grace. In him we're saved. He's the Messiah. He's Emmanuel come among us. Salvation is at hand. And to make this cosmic announcement, he doesn't convene the Sanhedrin. He doesn't proclaim the good news to the chief priests. He simply tells a Samaritan, and a Samaritan woman at that, a serial adulterer, an outcast among outcasts. How's that for slumming? But how better to prove that the gates of heaven are open to all? You see, the Messiah who was born in a stable and raised by a carpenter, the Messiah who turned a bunch of working stiffs into apostles, Jesus Christ didn't just stumble into Samaria and didn't just happen to bump into the most married lady in town. You see, he deliberately picked the place and the person. He's talking with the Samaritan woman at the well, but through her, he's teaching us and generations yet unborn. Clearly, Christ's choice of messenger is integral to his message. The risen Jesus chose to reveal himself first to Mary Magdalene. Women were the first to proclaim the resurrection. And now, early in his ministry, he reveals himself to another woman, a clearly flawed woman, a sinner like us, someone we can clearly relate to. And once again, the King of all creation speaks to and through the humble of the earth. Once again, the proud are put on notice. He's telling us it can all be ours, saving grace, harmony, serenity, an earthly life of purpose and dignity, culminating in the eternal life of the faithful. Beyond that, this message doesn't just happen by chance to land right here, right now, on our Lenten calendar. My friends, as we journey with Jesus towards Calvary, it's precisely what we need to know. Our sins are cleansed, our souls restored. The grace of God flows freely over us in baptism, in scripture, in prayer, in daily reconnection, in communion, in witness of his love. Despite daily distractions and disappointments, it's what we need to know. It's what awaits us in the glory of the resurrection. And whenever we hear this gospel, whether freshly free from sin or racing towards it, whoever we are, a pillar of society, the dregs of humanity, or just garden variety sinners, we're God's beloved. He sends his love manifest in Jesus to surround us, to comfort us, to gather us home. Even among the most exalted of the earth, the Son of God is slumming. But he's slumming with a purpose. Jesus Christ has come to a sin-soaked world to lead us all home to glory. His purpose is so clear that even the despised Samaritans get it. As they proclaim, "We know that this is truly the Savior of the world." My friends, Jesus has come to take us where there are no slums, where there are no gated communities. There are no Samaritans, no Jews, no Gentiles. They're only the beloved children of God, united at last at home with the Father. This has been Father David Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.